The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Rivka Skidmore from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Flavor is about helping you live a healthier, happier lifestyle. Spring and summer energy saving tips. The spring and summer, when the weather is warm and you're trying to keep your home cool. Some of the tips below are free and can be used on a daily basis to increase savings. Others are simple and inexpensive actions you can take to ensure maximum savings throughout the spring and summer. If you haven't already, conduct an energy audit to find where you can save the most. Use your windows to gain cool air and keep out the heat. If you live in a climate where it cools off at night, turn off your cooling system and open your windows while sleeping. When you wake in the morning, shut the windows and blinds to capture the cool air. Install window coverings to prevent heat gain through your windows. And find out about window treatments and coverings that can improve energy efficiency. Operate your thermostat efficiently. Set your thermostat as high as comfortable as possible in the summer. The small difference between indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall cooling will be. Keep your house warmer than normal when you're away, and lower the thermostat setting to 78 degrees Fahrenheit only when you're at home and need cooling. A programmable thermostat can make it easy to set back your temperature. Avoid setting your thermostat at a colder setting than normal when you turn on your air conditioner. It will not cool your home any faster and could result in excessive cooling and unnecessary expense. Use fans and ventilation strategies to cool your home. If you use an air conditioning, a ceiling fan will allow you to raise the thermostat setting about 4 degrees Fahrenheit with no reduction in comfort. Turn off your ceiling fans when you leave the room. Remember that fans cool people, not rooms, by creating the wind chill effect. When you shower or take a bath, use the bathroom fan to remove the heat and humidity from your home. Your laundry room might also benefit from spot ventilation. Make sure that bathroom and kitchen fans are vented to the outside and not just to the attic. Keep your cooling systems running efficiently. Schedule regular maintenance for your cooling equipment. Learn about operating and maintaining your air conditioner, evaporative cooler, and heat pump. Avoid placing lamps and TV sets near your room air conditioning thermostat. The thermostat senses heat from these appliances, which can cause the air conditioner to run longer than necessary. Vacuum registers regularly to remove any dust buildup. Ensure that furniture and other objects are not blocking the airflow through your registers. Do not heat your home with appliances and lighting. On hot days, avoid using the oven. Cook on the stove, use a microwave oven, or grill outside. Install efficient lighting that runs cooler. Only about 10% to 15% of the electricity that incandescent lights consumes results in light. All the rest is turned to heat. Take advantage of daylight instead of artificial lighting, but avoid direct sunlight. Wash only full loads of dishes and clothes and consider air drying both dishes and clothing. Take shorter showers instead of baths. Minimize activities that generate a lot of heat, such as running a computer, burning open flames, running a dishwasher, and using hot devices such as curling irons and hair dryers. Even stereos and televisions add heat to your home. Seal the cracks and openings in your home to prevent warm air from leaking. Add caulk and weather stripping to seal air leaks around leaky doors and windows. Lower your water heating costs. Water heating accounts for about 18% of the energy consumed in your home. Turn down the temperature of your water heater to the warm setting, 128 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll not only save energy, you'll avoid scalding your hands. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And now, an office workout from military.com. Too many Americans work long hours inside at an office and do not exercise before or after work. All it takes is a few short years of inactivity, and you can add as much as 50 pounds to your frame. This is a nationwide issue that affects our health as senior citizens, young adults, and even children. The answer is easier said than done, but easily understood. If you eat more calories than you exercise often a day, you'll gain weight. The opposite holds true as well. If you burn off more than you consume, you'll lose weight. You see, losing weight is not rocket science. You can do it if you stick to a program of moderation in food consumption and daily exercise. Below are a few stretches and exercises taken from the Beginner's Guide to Fitness on military.com. Not only will we help you with a program, but assistance is always an email away. Here are five easy stretches and exercises to get your blood flowing. Slightly increasing your level of activity will aid in increasing your energy level, and more energy can lead to greater productivity at your job or schoolwork. All it takes is a few minutes a couple of times a day to relieve job-related stress, increase your energy level, and ultimately make you healthier. Before stretching, walk around your office about 3 to 5 minutes. Get some water. Go to the bathroom. So for five key stretches, you're going to do each stretch for 15 to 30 seconds. Neck stretches. Slowly tilt your head towards your shoulder and hold for 10 seconds each side. Keep this one slow and easy. Your neck is very easy to injure. Arms and shoulders. Pull your arms across your chest and hook your other arm around it to pull the tension out of your upper back and rear shoulders. Back and legs. Lean forward at the waist, either from standing position or sitting. Bring your chest towards your thighs. Slowly try to straighten your legs, stretching your hamstrings. Thigh stretch. Sit on the left edge of your chair or stand. Grab your ankle and pull it upward towards your buttocks, and then switch sides. Calf stretch. Stand and lean into your desk with your heels on the floor. Bend your knees slightly and stretch your Achilles tendons. Now on to exercises. Legs. Squats. Stand in front of your chair and repeat sitting down and standing up 10 times, 3 times a day. Shoulder shrugs. Just pull your shoulders as high as you can and roll them forward 10 times and then backward 10 times throughout the day. Dumbbell curls. While on the phone, you can grab a dumbbell and do bicep curls for 20 repetitions 3 times a day. Straighten your arms by your side, bring your hand to your shoulder. Keep your palms up and do one at a time if on the phone. Bench dips. Using your chair or a sturdy table, place your hands on the edge of the object and bend your arms to slowly lower yourself about 6 inches lower than the seat. Raise yourself by straightening your arms. Repeat this 3 times a day for 10 repetitions. Assisted push-up. In the office, lean up against your desk and push yourself away from the desk while in a leaning position. Repeat this 3 times a day for 10 repetitions. Sometimes office life can wear you down physically. Revive yourself occasionally with stretches and exercises, and don't let office duty make you pay for larger work clothes. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Avocado toast. You will need 2 slices of whole grain bread, toasted, 1 avocado sliced, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, some kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of red pepper flakes. Directions. Top the bread with the avocado and mash the avocado lightly with a fork. Drizzle with oil and lemon juice. Sprinkle with salt and red pepper. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Gardening can be a wonderfully sensory experience. A simple tips can reduce the workload and increase your sensory pleasure. Using landscape fabric or mulch, even corrugated cardboard around plants and seedlings. Using these materials will reduce the need to weed and water as frequently. Colorful tactile borders. Using commercial edging products such as crushed stone, bricks, pavers, and pieces of lumber or fencing to mark where one area ends and another begins. Planking, longboards, rocks, or bricks can mark off the outer edges of your garden and raised beds for easier location and separation from lawn and play areas. Painting your existing fencing and stones in contrasting colors, such as white or yellow, that will contrast with your green grass. Textured and colorful materials, such as crushed white marble chips, natural wood chips, and seashells. Old tires can contain spreading plants like pumpkins and squash. Choose plants for their sensory qualities. Explore new plant varieties and focus on each plant's sensory qualities. For example, in addition to planting geraniums, also consider mint, lemon, lavender, a variety of roses, and plants with different textures and scents. Create your own plant and row markers. If you have low vision, create large print signs and labels with index cards and a wide-tip black marker. Laminate the cards or seal them in plastic sandwich bags. Attach each card to a small craft stick. Use brightly painted stones in different colors to indicate the type of flower or plant. For example, white stone equals daisies. Red stone would be tulips or tomatoes. Tie beads to small craft sticks. For example, one bead would be carrots, two beads onions, three beads lettuce. Yogurt cups with the bottoms removed can protect young plants. Sink the cup halfway into the soil and plant inside it. It'll outline the area in which your seedlings are growing and help with weed control. Lay down a fishing line or cane and use it as a guide for planting straight rows. If you form rows by running strings between stakes, you can secure tennis balls or another type of tactile reminder on the top of each stake for identification purposes. Using an egg carton as a planting spacer, poke 1-inch hole in the bottom of each egg portion and position the carton spacer in the soil. Place one seed in each hole and cover with soil. Gently remove the spacer and continue planting. If you have low vision, look for commercially produced garden tools with brightly colored handles that will contrast with the ground or your plant bench. You can also apply contrasting tape or paint to the handles of your favorite tools or paint the tines of your rake to help with locating your tools and identifying your work area. A long-handled garden tool can also become a measuring stick by placing contrasting tape along the handle every 6 inches, whatever the distance is you need to measure. Use an apron, utility belt, or plastic carry-all container to contain your gardening tools. Always return your tools and supplies to the proper storage locations. Do not leave them in the garden or the lawn. Grow fresh herbs or vegetables in large pots near your kitchen door. Consider using natural or organic fertilizers and pest control treatments, especially if you use your uncovered hands to feel your plants and tend your garden. Use protective techniques to protect your face and eyes from injury when bending down. Additional resources for sensory and container gardening can be found in Gardening for the Senses by Larry Kaplan, an extension educator in horticulture at Purdue University, or Gardening for the Blind, Tips for People with Impaired Vision, also by Larry Kaplan. Use intensive yield gardening techniques such as those described in square foot gardening. Practice safe lawnmower and lawn care basics by wearing long pants and sleeves to protect your legs from flying debris, branches, and insects. Always wear sturdy shoes with closed toes and wear safety glasses. Flying debris can cause injuries. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. What your clutter says about you. Have you ever noticed that your clutter is tied to how you feel inside? I notice that when I'm not feeling settled, or I'm anxious about something, or in some way scattered, I tend to let stuff pile up more than when I'm feeling calm. Clutter is such a graphic manifestation of our inner world, isn't it? To bring this home, I just received an email from a reader who said she was going through a huge life transition with her youngest child off to college. She was in a lukewarm marriage and had been a homemaker and wanted to find her passion, but didn't know where to start. Her whole email was how unsettled, lost, and dissatisfied she felt. And then she talked about how her home office was disorganized and she wasn't managing paper very well. She wrote, "I believe my hidden clutter is symptomatic of what I feel welling up inside of me. Chaos!" Hear, hear. She hit the nail on the head. Clutter doesn't just come from nowhere. It doesn't manifest by itself. We create it. We buy too much stuff. We don't put things away where they belong. We say we don't have time to organize everything, and we feel overwhelmed to figure out where the things should go. Here's the dictionary definition of clutter. A large amount of things that are not arranged in a neat and orderly way. A crowded or disordered collection of things. We create our own clutter. But why? And how? Because clutter is so closely tied to our inner turmoil, it often doesn't do a lot of good to hire someone to swoop in and clean it all up. They can make it look great and organized, but unless we take a look at what's going on inside, we'll create clutter all over again. Getting organized, in many cases, is about our psychology than our stuff. So first, calm your brain. There's no question that clutter is the result of an unsettled brain. So the first step is to have tools in your brain-calming toolbox that it will calm down. My two favorites are regular practice of meditating and my 5-5-5 walk. I'll explain. When I'm really feeling overwhelmed and squirrely, it can be hard to sit and meditate. That's when I go for a 5-5-5 walk. Here's how. I go for a walk in order to calm my brain. I purposely pay attention to my senses so that my mind isn't going off in a million directions. And by doing this, I have to focus on the now, which is calming. Anxiety and restlessness set in when our brains start ruminating, planning, and thinking. So to calm the brain, focus on what's happening right now, and the 5-5-5 walk is a great tool. So first, find five things that I see. I'll label them to myself, such as dark green tree, pink flower box, mailbox, blue car, puddle on the road. Whatever comes into my vision as I'm walking along. And then I move on to five things I hear. Examples are different bird sounds, airplanes overhead, a car whizzing by, my coat swishing, so on. The last five things are senses of touch. I label five things I feel, such as my feet on the pavement or dirt, my finger, and the wind on my face. After I label five things, I start over with four things, and then three, two, and one. I can repeat this for the whole walk if I want, and it's a great way to get out of my head and stay grounded. The point is to do something to center yourself. Obviously, one 5-5-5 walk or one period of meditating won't calm your chaotic brain, so you'll want to start doing these things regularly, and then you'll have tools in your pocket for what to do when you feel overwhelmed. Use clutter as your therapist. Calming your brain is the first step. But the second step is equally important. Use clutter as your therapist. You can really get to know yourself through clutter. Here's how. Walk around your house and stop in each room. Ask yourself what your clutter is saying about you. What's going on? What does this mess say about your emotional state right now? Are you restless? Why? Are you feeling dissatisfied? Why? Are you wanting something more out of your life, but you don't know what it is? Is the unknown making you feel anxious? Do you have too much on your plate? Do you buy too much stuff because you're missing something in your life? If you'd like, you can take a journal around the rooms with you and take some time to write down what your clutter is trying to tell you in each room. Every single piece of clutter says something. What's going on? If you have way too much stuff, what does all the stuff represent to you? What's missing in your life that you feel the need to hang on to so much? Is it guilt or grief? Are these things from someone you care about, or cared about so that you're hanging on out of guilt? How is that making you feel? Are you hanging on to stuff because of memories? Why are you living in the past? Write the answers to these kinds of questions as you stand in the first room. You'll be surprised at how much your clutter can tell you about what's going on. Take a look at each and every item in the room that isn't in its proper place. Ask each thing what it means. If you feel you have a chronic clutter problem that's weighing you down, if you live in a constant state of chaos, or if anyone has suggested you might be a hoarder, then look even deeper. Do you have a psychological issue that needs to be addressed by a competent and licensed medical health professional? Serious clutter problems most often are a symptom of underlying psychological issues. Are you a habitual procrastinator? Do you get anxious and overwhelmed by change? Do you have low self-esteem or an inability to make decisions? Perhaps you have obsessive disorder or you're depressed and you feel immobilized. Or have you considered the idea that you might have attention deficit disorder? If you feel that one of these things are causing your clutter, please make an appointment to seek for these underlying issues, because until you address these issues, you'll never get on top of your clutter. On the other hand, if your clutter is not a chronic problem, or it's the result of poor time management, there's no need to seek help. You can manage it yourself by getting into the habit of calming your brain. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And now a recipe for no-bake strawberry cream pie. This is dairy-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free, and vegan. Serves 1. For the crust, you'll need 1/4 cup of medjool dates, 1/4 cup of coconut chips, and 1/4 cup of gluten-free oats. For the filling, you'll need 3/4 cup of coconut fat, which is from a can of coconut milk, and a handful of chopped strawberries. Preparation. Destone the medjool dates and put in a food processor along with coconut chips and oats. Process until a sticky ball forms. Pat down the mixture into a tartlet pan and place in the fridge to set, or a freezer if you want to speed things up. Meanwhile, chop the strawberries into quarters and whip the coconut cream for several minutes until smooth and creamy. Remove the crust from the refrigerator, fill with coconut cream, top with strawberries, and then eat or refrigerate. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And now, 6 tips to decorate a stress-free home. According to a study by the American Psychological Association, 77% of people surveyed experience physical and psychological symptoms of stress. Such symptoms range from fatigue to headache, upset stomach, teeth grinding, feeling dizzy, and irritable. Getting a handle on everyday stress and figuring out where to start can feel overwhelming. By making a few simple decor changes around your home, you can pave the way to a stress-free reduction and reclaim your sanity. Number 1. Focus on something you love. What's the first thing you want to see when you come home? The answer probably isn't stacks of email, discarded paper, grocery sacks. Instead, create a focal point in your entryway that puts you in the right mood the moment you enter. hang a beloved family photograph. Set up a table of fresh potted plants, or include a small fountain and non-toxic candles that invite you into a calming space. Embrace your dreams. Think about where you feel the calmest and relaxed, whether it's a mountain retreat or a beachside resort, and incorporate that feeling into your home by adding tropical artwork or painting a wall with sea-colored blues, adding natural bamboo rugs to warm up the hardwood floors. Extend the theme to your backyard with native plants and palm trees if your climate allows. Rotate fresh potted flowers and plants. Plants and flowers have been shown to reduce stress levels and make you feel more secure and relaxed. Incorporate more nature into areas where you feel stress, like your home office. Studies have shown that adding flowers can reduce chances of stress-related depression. Want to encourage social relationships? Place a potted plant in the seating area where you usually have conversations and create a focal point for your next chat. Use calming colors. Many people go for light hues in their homes, ranging from pale blues to soft greens and neutrals. But you don't have to let soft, dewy colors dominate your home. Dark charcoals, browns can create a relaxing atmosphere. Also, choose zero VOC flat finish to reduce the glare of high gloss options. Start with your bedroom and the seating area to create a warm, relaxing mood. Go beyond decluttering. Everyone knows you need to cut clutter to cut through stress, but there are other ways to scale back than removing stuff. Look at your lighting. It's difficult to wind down when an entire room is filled with bright lighting. Use soft LED lighting to reduce overhead lighting, and add accent lamps and undescented candles to create a softer mood. Feng Shui your bedroom. Your bedroom represents where you start and end your day, so it should remain stress-free. Embrace the principles of Feng Shui and place your bed away from the door and keep it off the floor to encourage the flow of energy beneath you. Too much furniture, books, gadgets can create stress and disrupt the tranquility in your bedroom. Clear out what you can and remove any electronics away from your head. Run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rivka Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Flavor.